This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Because so much of the vegetation in Cuba is wild, the honeybees double the production compared to American bees. A new nonprofit in New York City, the Housing Rights Initiative, found that of 10,000 building permits filed with the city over the past 2 years, landlords lied about whether or not there were rent-regulated tenants in their building and got away with it. A group of companies, including Walmart, Lyft, Patagonia, and others, have created a nonpartisan organization called Time to Vote to encourage their workers and others to turn out in the coming elections. A proposal would allow federal immigration authorities to deny green cards to legal immigrants if they've used a wide range of public benefits, the mere suggestion of which has already discouraged immigrants from using some services, according to providers. From 1993 to 2007, professors have estimated each new robot cut 5.6 jobs and reduced wages by 0.5%. Hotel workers are now worried that Alexa-like machines will replace front desks, concierge, and other jobs. Amazon.com, fighting back against the image of poor working conditions at its warehouses, has been calling workers around the country into all-hands meetings in the past week, where they've been given raises of 25 to 55 cents per hour, according to employees. In a new policy proposal, the British Labour Party has suggested that firms with 250 employees or more would set aside a tenth of its shares for their workers, 10.7 million in all, who receive they would receive $554 in dividends per year. Drug makers are trying to slip a $4 billion give back into a bill aimed at the opioid epidemic. Congress had required Big Pharma to provide deep discounts to Medicare beneficiaries, and this was their effort to claw it back. Increasing evidence indicates that many low-income Arkansans kicked off of Medicaid had no idea the work requirement even existed. In an unusual but encouraging move, the city of Anaheim, California, has canceled several tax breaks and incentives for Disneyland, arguing that why does a conglomerate worth $166 billion need tax breaks, especially when it can't pick up sticks and move? Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.